are back with another episode. What's going on, everybody? J-Vibes in the building of all things radio. Bring your flowers. We are back with another special guest. Now, if you don't know my man, you're about to, all right? This song has gone viral all over TikTok. It's still trending till this day. Maybe you've seen it involved with football. Maybe you've seen it involved with some Instagram reels. It's going around. If you don't know his music, you soon will. I got Saint McCrater in the building today. What's going on, baby? How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. You know, I'm just cooling, just enjoying Texas, you know.
Yeah, is this your first time here?
No, this is my second time. First time around this area. The first time I went to like Dallas.
Okay, what are your thoughts? What's up?
Texas is cool, you know. It's a vibe everywhere I go. You know, it's a little different.
A little something, yeah. Definitely. I got you. So what brings you to Texas? What's up?
Well, I came out to perform at South by Southwest.
Okay, I was there too. It was pretty crazy. What was it like? South by Southwest.
It was fun.
Was it your first one?
Yeah. It was fun. It was definitely an experience. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, you gonna try and come back next year?
Oh, definitely. All right. I think I'd be down.
Are you trying to go to? I don't know. Do you have any other shows coming up this year?
I'm definitely gonna be setting some up. Like, I just gotta see. It just really depends. I know I've had a couple of things in the works. Probably. Some stuff in New York in a couple months.
Okay, okay, you got some
like
stuff
that.
Cooking.
Yeah.
I see you. All right, so we're about, 3 months into 2023. What is the rest of the year looking like? We talking more singles? We talking an album, EP, LP? What's up?
Well, definitely more singles. I drop all the time, so definitely more of that. Album is definitely on the table. Definitely going to drop a couple tapes probably before that, though. Yeah, I just got a few things, you know, cooking up right now, so I'll let them see. It'll be cool.
I get that. Now, as far as collaborations go, I know you've been working on a few here. Have you been working on it at all your other stops that you got going on?
I've been working on a few things. Like, I got some stuff with Reddish Blue coming, and then I got some stuff with some other people. I got a few in the bag.
Yeah.
I don't know. It gets sometimes like I don't know. I don't really work with people that often, but when I do, it's always something great. So I got a few things coming.
Is there a collaboration you're trying to make happen?
I definitely want to get in the studio with Steve Lacy. That'd be cool. And then
that would be fire.
I feel like oh yeah, yeah. Shout out David Archuleta.
Okay.
Definitely, I want to do something with him. Maybe Nelly Furtado. That'd be cool.
That would be tight. Nice, bro. So for the people who don't know, where does the name Saint McCrater originate from? How did you come up with that?
Oh, it's a little story behind it. You know, yeah, Jardis McCrater back in I think like the 1500s or 1600s, he made a first atlas. And so basically I was in my AP human geography class, and I was just like, you know, I want my music to be worldwide. So that's where the Mercator part came from.
Okay.
And then Saint was basically like, because it was
some You Got Served shit.
Nah. R.I.P. him though. R.I.P. Lil Saint. LOL. But it was really just like I had a different initial, like, I had a different first little name for it at first, but I had some stuff going on, so I changed it, and I was just like, I needed something that sounded cool at the time, so I was like, Saint Mercator sounds cool, all put together, and then it kind of just stuck from there, because it was like Saint Mercator 2002, like, I just put that on everything, which is still what I use, you know. It's just, I wasn't trying to say that every time.
It's like, okay, do I have to say the year every single time? Like,
yeah, I mean, you know.
Nah, I get you.
They'll catch up. No, because it's like, it's a lot of symbolism and everything I try to do, so, you know.
Okay, where does the 2002 come from?
2002 is basically like as far back as I can remember, so it's just like when I first remember being able to remember, it's like 2002. I think I was like 3 or 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
So. You know, that's like, really, that's like more the birth of consciousness, you know what I mean? Like, before that, I was just kind of.
I feel you, because I feel like I have flashbacks from when I was like, I think 5 is like the older.
Yeah, it usually starts like 4 or 5, like memories are actually able to be remembered. Because, of course, you develop memories from the time you, like, you're in the womb, you know, to outside, but.
But having to access those.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it starts about
that's a whole
four
other thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. I fucks with it. It's all good, baby. So tell me about your viral hit that's been going around.
Biggest Bird.
That you're known for, dog. Talk to me about the origin story, and then how did you feel when it kind of blew up and did the numbers it did?
Basically, like, it kind of came from, like, it was like a song that, like, heard it, like, mentioned that, you know, it mentioned that phrase, like, in the song. And I was just like, I was just singing it for, like, months and months and months because it sounded like it sounded funny to me. And I just kept hearing it. And one day I was just recording and I couldn't really think of anything to put on the track. So I was just like, I got to think of something. And then it just kind of came out that way.
Yeah.
You know, 5-6 minutes later, had the song, and then I posted it. I didn't really think anything of it because I was just like, okay, this song is probably just going to be, you know, they might like it, you know, but they'll probably just think it's goofy.
Yeah.
But, which I wasn't tripping about because it was just, you know, it was just for fun and whatnot. That song. And then, like a few weeks later, it was like really like a month because I had posted it in like late November, and then I think mid December started picking up steam. So some kid had posted on TikTok, and it started going up. It hit like 40K like the first day on there, and I was just like, oh wow, okay, it's doing something.
Yeah,
but I still wasn't thinking much of it because I had other songs that hit like 100 and 200K or whatever, so sure. I wasn't tripping. But then, it kept just building up steam every day.
Yeah.
And it was like every day it was like 50,000 plays on SoundCloud after a certain point. I was just like, oh,
dang. Okay. You're like, okay.
And then started going up like 100K every day. And I was like, all right.
You're all like, right. What's going on here?
Yeah. And then it started just going crazy on TikTok just everywhere. I was like, ah.
How did that feel?
It was weird. Like, because at first I was just like, you gotta be kidding me, bro. Like, out of all the music I make, this
it'd
is
be
the
ones that people don't put that much effort into.
Yeah, because it was literally like, you know, I just did one take on both the ad libs and the actual like main track, and I was just like, ah, okay, so y'all want to blow up this one, all right,
okay.
But then after a while I was just like, you know what, it's cool, like, because people started like, I started hearing people like singing the song like in person, and I was like, you realize I made that, right? And they were like, what, you're the biggest bird, like, you know. Like, it was like, and then once I shot the video, like, that's really when it started taking off even more.
Yeah, because then people could put a face to everything, and then that's when they're just like, oh shit, you're the guy.
Yeah, so like I started getting like recognized for it and everything, like in public,
you know? Did they call you the bird guy now? Or
I mean, they'll see me sometimes, it'll be like, you know, some people will call me Sam Mercario, they'll be like, hey, you know, like, What's up?
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. Or some people they'll be like, yo, ain't you the biggest bird? I'm like, yeah, like
I am.
You know,
trying to get flocked.
Man. But see, it's cool though. At first it was weird, but now I can just kinda accept it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But like, you know, I got some stuff in the tuck that'll, you know what I'm saying, make them just know me by my name for real. Because I mean,
it's all good because now you have the spotlight and you have the recognition to where it's like, okay, well, I did this. Now look at all the other shit I've done.
No, definitely. No, definitely, because a lot of people have gone back and listened to a lot of my old stuff and been like, wow, okay. This man's got a catalog. I mean, I've dropped like probably like 18 to 20 projects in total.
Damn. So. How long you been making music?
Really, like, making music with the intent of blowing up for like maybe like 3 years.
Okay.
But like just in general, like when I first like hopped on a track ever, I was probably like 15. So it's been a little minute.
Some shit in the basement, in the studio.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, just kind of like,
but
I started like writing like bars and stuff like that when I was like 12. Just kind of like, it was because I was getting bullied.
That these are the breaks. And
just like, I mean, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. It was more so just like, you know, I was getting bullied at school and I couldn't fight. Like, I wasn't allowed to fight.
I'm just gonna rap to y'all. That way your fist doesn't hit me.
Pretty much. Like, but I would, like, tear people down. Like, I would break them down to, like, the molecular level.
Damn.
I would roast them. Like, they would just never say anything, like, negative to me again. Yeah, like, because it was just, like, I was, like, I went to a zero-tolerance school. So it was just, like, whether they threw a punch, you threw a punch, both of y'all get the equal punishment, which is the dumbest thing ever. Never send your kid to a school that does that. But, But I mean, it was like a violence prevention thing and whatnot. But I also was like smaller than all the other kids. And so they would like pick on me or whatever because I, you know what I mean? I didn't really have like the freshest whatever, you know what I mean? So they would try to pick on me and all that. And I was just like, I don't want to sit here and take this every day. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm not trying to get expelled. So I was just like, what can I do that they can't do?
And, yeah.
You know, I started rapping from
there. Yeah. Use your own power that you got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as a flex. Get them.
I mean, shoot, you gotta do something, you know. Can't let them get to you every day. Because it was like every day. I was just like, nah, I'm done with this.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, nah, this shit ends here right now.
Pretty much,
right
yeah.
now. You ever do battle rapping or anything like that?
I did, like, a long time ago. I maybe went to, like, one or two battle rap shows. But it was, like, I was good at it. Like, almost won the one thing. But it got rigged because, like, the guy who was putting it on, like, his son ended up winning
I
or whatever.
You.
But he wasn't that great. But it was just, like, I'm decent at battle rapping, but it's just like, it's never really been my thing.
Yeah, I went to this thing in Houston a while back with the homie Cadence, and he performed. It was the same thing. It was like a competition type yada yada.
Yeah.
He was like the only singer out of the group. And the guy he went up against, like, he definitely did way better than him. You heard it in the audience. But the judges were his homies. So, of course, he got, he started going up and up and up. And it was just like, oh, this hoe's rigged. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. My fault. I'm sorry. And it's just shit like that's annoying. Competitions like that are just very unprofessional.
Because it's just like, you know, exactly like you said, unprofessional. It's like, what's the point of having it if you already know who?
Exactly.
You already know the outcome, you know?
Yeah, if you're already like, if you're just picking the homies in front of an audience, like, fuck you.
Yeah,
no offense, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not it.
Yeah, it is what it is, bro. I mean, that's the world, you know, we live in. So are you trying to make like another viral hit or I know people who reach certain status of like success or viralness, they always try and chase that high. Is that something that you're trying to pursue, or are you just back to just, yo, I'm just making music?
See, it's like I never really like intended to go viral with that song. So
I don't think
just
most
like,
people do, and then
exactly. Like most people who go viral, like don't really like
it just happens.
Exactly, like they're not sitting there like trying to make a viral hit, you know.
Yeah, but the aftermath is always different, you know.
Yeah,
just because, like, for instance, I know a guy who went viral. Went, I don't know what numbers he did radio wise, but he had a hit.
Yeah.
And then I recently linked up with him at South by Southwest, and he was telling me, like, he's like, man, I'm not gonna lie, bro, I'm trying to chase that high because I had such a high hit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now I'm trying to just chase that same shit, but now my songs ain't doing the numbers that one did, you know,
yeah.
The single that he had. And he's like all bummed and kind of depressed and beating himself up about it, which he shouldn't, but I mean, some people do that. So,
yeah, for me, it's just like, I don't really, like, for me, numbers are like the last thing I think about. Like, I'm not really concerned, like, if this song doesn't do as well as this song or whatever. It's more so like, what's. You know, what's the, like, how do I feel about the song? Mm-hmm. You know, do I feel like the song served its purpose? Because I'm not going to lie, like, I mean, the things that you can attain from, like, music success, like, they're cool, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, but it's just, like, at the end of the day, when I gave my life over to the Lord, like, that's who I do this for. So mm-hmm. It's just like any sort of like earthly reward that I could get from music is cool, but that's not the primary initiative that directs me mm-hmm. when I'm making music. So it's just like if I feel like God wouldn't be satisfied with something I'm making, then I won't even, it could be the hardest thing. But
yeah. Are you religious?
Very. I mean, I wouldn't even say, like, religious in the sense of that, like...
You have a religion?
I mean, I do. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm Christian. Mm-hmm. Like, and I go to, you know what I'm saying? I go to church and, like... But it's more so, like, my personal relationship with God over everything else. Like, you can have, like... Because, I mean, I go to church, but even if I didn't, I would still need that. You know what I mean?
I get it.
So that's really, like... I really try to let him, like, guide me with everything and mm-hmm. take the wheel because it's just, like, you know... He took me from being nothing to like
something
higher, like, you know what I'm saying, like greater heights. And that wasn't just, you know, it's like I would be wrong to just, you know, because it's just like when I was down, he was there. He's there for me still. Mm-hmm. And he could easily pull me back down. I understand that 100%. Mm-hmm. So it's just like I have to be with him no matter what, because it's just like the stuff that happens on Earth, it is what it is, you know?
Facts. But no redos, no recounts, no nothing.
Exactly, but at the end, I already know where I'm going, so I'm not even tripping about it. Like, mm-hmm. I could never have another hit song again. That's a possibility. I highly doubt it because I be making good music.
It's like, I make bangers.
Yeah, yeah, like, I make bangers, don't get me wrong, but it's just like, at the end of the day, like, I know who allows me to do that. I know who lets me, like, have those ideas and thoughts in my head to, and, like, who gave me these sounds in the first place. So,
yeah, true.
Like, majority of my music is, like, to venerate him and everything like that. Like,
yeah.
I mostly make gospel music.
Ooh.
But, like, sometimes I'll, like, make, like, little fun songs and stuff, but
yeah. It's mostly. If you were to categorize your music, like, what would you call it? Would it be, like, urban, hip-hop? We talking R&B? You said gospel just now. I mean,
I'd say, like, I mean,
you don't have to put it in a box, but I'm just saying, if you just were to give it a genre.
I mean, most of the time I make like plug and beat music. And okay. So it's like, and like that, for people who don't know, is basically like kind of like trap. Like it originated from Atlanta. And this guy, Corey Lingo, he made it in like 2013, 2014. And basically like plug and beat is like trap and like R&B melodies like combined, and so it's like really it's just kind of out, like, but now it's like 2023, so it's been a little minute, it's been around,
mm-hmm.
and it's like been making waves in the underground for a minute, you know. It's kind of been,
would you ever make like some EDM type shit?
Oh yeah. I mean, I can make all types of stuff. That's usually just what I like primarily make at
I mean
moment.
You're South Texas, baby, you gotta get on that cumbia vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I mean, shoot, like I can do it, man. Yeah. Like I got like I was just working on some Brazilian funk before I left.
So, that sounds dope.
Yeah, man, like I
gotta hear some samples.
Oh yeah, I mean, shoot, it I gotta finish yeah, that song. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, but yeah, like I can like do a multitude of things. I've been wanting to do more like emo plug and stuff like that,
yeah,
here recently, and then just like a bunch of different things, like Asian rock's really, yeah, cool. I make some of that sometimes.
I feel so that
it just depends.
Yeah, whatever your vibe is in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever your creativity goes to.
Exactly.
Got you. So in my time knowing you, for those who don't know, this guy has an appetite. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I eat, bro.
He be snacking all the time. Do you have a favorite go-to snack back home that you like?
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its?
Yeah, a little bag of Cheez-Its. Man, it's just awesome. Like, they're just the best food. Like, because I eat the salt first.
Mm.
I eat the salt off the Cheez-It. And then I eat the cheese at it after. So
he does,
I just
like Oreo shit.
Yeah, like just eat the little salt and then eat the cheese at square. Like, mm-hmm. It's good. Like,
true.
But yeah, Cheez-Its, cake, cookies, donuts, burritos. I mean, I know a burrito is like a meal kind of.
Yeah.
But I eat it like a snack.
And I'm saying a little chimichanga. A little,
yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Like, so those are usually my go-tos.
Damn.
And then, like, some fries or something.
You fucking up the grocery store after.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. That's why I don't grocery shop anymore. I do, like, DoorDash for everything because, like, if I buy groceries, like, they're not going to last. If I buy DoorDash, it's not going to last. Like, either way. And, like, I'm just going to eat because, bro, I probably spend, like, $40, $50 on food every day. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Damn.
I be hungry, bro.
Hey, I feel you. Hey, It'd be like that.
Me.
All right, brother. So the rest of this year, I know I already asked you kind of towards the beginning. You got like, what, 9 more months left of the year. What can, yeah, we expect from you?
Definitely some more bangers, that's for sure. Some, mm-hmm, more like some more stuff that's nice. Definitely, shoot, expect the unexpected, because I got some cards on my sleeve right now that, if played correctly, will definitely have the public confused. So, you,
yeah,
know, I can't really like
give too much away.
Give too much, but like, yeah, there's some stuff. Like, I'm working on like some projects outside of music and stuff too. So
dope, man, dope
for sure.
I would ask, but I feel like you can't say. So
I mean, I can like say a little bit. Like, I've been working on like some like literature.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talking a book? We,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
little songs.
Yeah. I got a few
novels,
things.
I'll be, you know.
I got a few. I got, and that's like, it's a few
it's
things.
In the tuck, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely got a few things I'm working on.
Heard.
Maybe like a little short film, something like that. Like,
yeah, it just depends. Oh, hell yeah. I'm excited to see everything you got, you know what I'm saying, coming down the line. You know, before we get out of here, who are some artists that inspire you and where do you draw your creativity from?
Shoot, there's like, I draw really from like anything I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'd say if I had to like just list a few, it would be like Drake, definitely, Uzi, Lil Tracy, Nelly Furtado, David Archuleta, Timbaland, Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I used to listen to Justin Timberlake a lot. I used to listen to like Green Day. Like I used to listen to like Black Veil Brides a little bit, like,
little 2000s vibes.
Yeah, I used to like Panic at the Disco. I used to listen to a lot of that stuff. Like just anything really.
Still be slapping.
Oh yeah, just a bunch of like. This is like Witch House, which is like, I don't even know how to describe
it. Some Green Day or some old school Panic at the Disco would be great samples.
Oh yeah.
Right.
It'd be a bag, but yeah.
We'll talk off air about all this stuff.
Yeah, it'd be a bag, but yeah, that would slap. Like, if they were down for it, I'd be down for it, you know? Yeah. I'd do a song with them.
Ain't nothing but some emails.
That's true.
Ain't nothing wrong with reaching out, brother.
No cap.
Hell yeah. Well, where can people tap in and follow you at?
St. Mercator 2002 on, like, everything. Like, it's just all one word. Like, Mercator, M-E-R-C-A-T-O-R.
Apple Music, Spotify, everything else?
It's just St. Mercator on there. Like, majority of my stuff's on SoundCloud right now just because, like, I'm lazy about dropping my stuff on like streaming because it's a bunch of steps to it sometimes, but you know, like it's St. Mercator on everything.
Music
wise.
If there's, for everybody listening right now, if there's one thing you could tell someone who is a big fan, what would you say?
I'd say like whatever your dream is, like be able to recognize like what your dream is. And then try, and like, and this is for like, if people are religious, if they're not, then they can just kind of like go with the first option. But like, for those who do like have faith in everything, have a faith that they practice and everything, chase your, like, see what your dream is, see what God's dream for you is, see if they line up. And once you make them line up, however, chase it, you know? Because personally, like, that's just all I do. And I feel like God's like, with me every step of the way. So if he doesn't like me doing something, he lets me know.
Amen, baby. You already know what's good, everybody. Another one for the book, St. Mercator in the building. Thank you so much for doing the show, bro. I appreciate you coming.
Ain't no problems, bro, man. I appreciate you having me.
Anytime, brother. Thanks for tapping in. Y'all go follow my man, check out his music. All right, y'all tap in. Of All Things Radio, Bring Your Flowers. That's another one for the books, baby. We out. Sheesh.
Hell yeah. We on.